Okay, here we go. Episode 23. Oh no, that's my phone. It's like our intro music.
It is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 23 with our Looney Tunes intro music. Woo! Nice. Oh, it's gone now.
If only you guys would have heard what we were just talking about. But yeah. We're not going to repeat it, which is why we didn't record that.
Yes. Who knows? We're drinking wine. It might come out later. Happy spring break, everybody.
Yeah, it's spring break for most people. If you have kiddos out of school, I hope you're having a good time. I hope that you don't wish that they were still in school.
Which I know a lot of you do.
I know a lot of you do. I'm sorry. For those of you that have kiddos at college that came home to visit you on their spring break.
That's amazing for you.
That's awesome.
Yes. Or if you're like a teacher or in the school system at all, you're happy spring break to you.
Yeah.
Or if you're like Kobe and took the week off for spring break, yeah, good for you too.
Yay. I know. I took the week off because, you know, Megan's out of school. So
guess what?
Have some time off.
No happy spring break for me. or Jeff or Thor. We all worked. And my job is hellish during spring break because I work with kids and everybody wants in on spring break.
Yeah, so Heather's patients, instead of going to, like, you know, Disneyland or something, they get to go to the dentist.
I try really hard to make it like Disneyland. They get an extra ride in the chair up and down. Sometimes I let them go over the Panorex film and I'll just let that spin around their head a few times. I'll make sound effects while it goes.
Oh,
I try.
Those poor children.
Give them a little tour of the village.
Poor
yeah.
children.
Yeah. They love it. I mean, honestly, it's spring break, so I ask every single one of my little patients, what are you guys up to? What are you doing? Anything fun? They're like, no. After a few questions, I ask them, it's like, now, is today's dental visit the highlight of the week? I'm not even joking. Half of them said yes. That's when they got the extra ride in the chair.
That's so sad.
Yes.
That is so sad.
So we are drinking. But what are we drinking tonight?
We drink a Merlot, Estimelt.
Estimelt. We're always drinking Estimelt.
Yeah. And now we're on to the Zinfandel dessert wine.
Which we love.
Which we love. Because it's very, very good.
Well.
Let's chink.
Chink. Boom. They're a little full, so sorry.
They're a little full, so yeah. It wasn't a good chink.
We'll try later.
But we'll try to drink that wine for you. Ooh. We'll do that for you. You know, we'll take one for the team and drink all the wine so that we can get a good chink later.
So we do have a couple emails now.
We do have some emails.
We have three gifts we're making.
We do. So if you remember the last podcast, we said if you email it. Well, we said it in like every fucking podcast.
Yes, but the last one we actually mentioned the damn bucket.
But yes, we'll get to that in a second. But nobody ever emails us, except for the last time. Well, my brother, who
three times
upset because he emails us all the time, and we haven't sent him a present yet.
Well, he's your brother.
So we have three people that we're going to send a gift to. It's my brother,
Robin,
and Aaron.
Yay, you three!
You three are going to get a special homemade gift.
I'm thinking blood rocks for all.
They're not going to be blood rocks.
Why not?
Because no.
That is some love by me. That is some effort. That takes hours
of
painting.
There will not be any painting by Heather. I can absolutely guarantee that one.
That's going to be like the Picasso in the future.
Yeah.
Those are going to sell for millions of dollars, those blood rocks. Like, especially if we keep the plates that I paint them on. Because that's art all in itself.
Just sad and
fantastic. Sad and fantastic, you guys.
So we also said that when we go to the Great Wolf Lodge in September.
I just don't remember this part, you guys. But
that if 10 people emailed
in. I thought it was 12.
10.
God damn.
Heather would stand under the very, very large bucket of water. And if you don't know this, Heather hates to be wet.
Oh my God. So especially my head.
Humongous sacrifice on her part to do this, but we need 10 people.
Different people.
10 different people to email us. So far,
Three.
But actually, only one of them mentioned the bucket. I'm sure Robin will mention the bucket.
She already
mentioned
it on the Facebook page.
Okay. So, yeah. So we only need 8 more people.
You can count your brother in.
Okay. 7 more people to email us or, you know, contact us and let us know if you want Heather to do the bucket because
there'll be swearing involved, guys.
There'll be swearing
with children around.
In front of all the children. I will certainly videotape it and post it because it's going to be fucking hilarious because she's going to be pissed.
There could be tears, guys. Depends how pissed. Wet I get. Yeah. I can swim. It's not that I'm afraid of the water. Mm-hmm. I'm like a cat. I don't like the water.
She doesn't. She doesn't like to be wet.
I was a certified lifeguard for a little while.
And just so you know, if Heather does do the bucket, it actually is going to be a big challenge for me because I'm the one that's going to have to talk her down
afterwards.
The bucket poured on her.
She also has to sleep in the same bed with me afterwards.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to make her happy after this bucket.
Which I'm sure she'll have wine and peanut butter.
There won't be an easy task because she's going to be super pissed off. There's but it's going to be so fucking funny. So we need some more emails from you guys.
It would be great.
Yeah.
For the email part, not the bucket part. So I get to be in a swimsuit though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Not clothes.
No.
Okay. Well, you that's a little better. But the hair does get wet.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And the face.
And it's a lot of water. You know what? They have a video of it online.
Let's post it.
We will look at that so you know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's just fucking fantastic right there.
Bucket's awesome.
All right, guys, 7 more. And you guys can watch me throw a temper tantrum under a bucket of water in September.
In front of a large crowd of children. It'll be amazing.
Fantastic.
I can't wait.
So Kobe actually had this week off for spring break because her daughter had it off. And so why don't you tell everybody what the fun adventures you guys have been doing this week? Because I have just worked on teeth all week. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I can't say anything exciting this week.
Okay, well, so let's see. So the first day of my spring break, my hot water tank in my house started leaking.
Isn't that exciting, you guys?
That was fun. So I noticed it because the carpet in my bedroom was soaking wet, and I noticed it was coming through the closet where the hot water tank was.
That was very good of you to notice that. Yeah. I mean, that's a good instinct there to realize that there was an issue when your bedroom was flooding.
Good job,
Kobe.
It was a slow leak, thank goodness. Yeah. But so I immediately went and got my dad because he lives with us.
And he's like Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah. So we looked at it and we called the repair place and they basically asked where it was leaking from. I don't know if you guys have had a hot water tank leak.
I have. Have you? Once. Yeah, all we had to do was clean something out a little bit, and then we were good to go.
Well, we couldn't really tell where the leak was coming from. I said, I think it's coming from, like, underneath the tank, right? Because you couldn't tell where it was coming from. It was just seeping.
And they always want you to replace the water tank.
So the guy's like, well, if it's coming from under the tank, because there's no spigots or anything there, he goes, that means it's just rusted all the way through to the bottom.
And it's done.
And you cannot fix that. You cannot.
So it died.
So it was dead. Which, you know,
it lived a happy life, didn't it? It was a long, happy life.
It was a 16-year-old water tank.
Which I don't think they have that long of a lifespan.
They have a 6 to 10 year life. So 16 years
so
is pretty good.
So that was like having a cat live for 25 years.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's decent.
We got a lot of use out of
good
that.
Good job.
Thing. So I went down and we went to buy a new one. The place we bought it from said, well, we'll deliver it to you, but we can't install it. We don't do that anymore because of liability issues. Because there's water hookups and electrical hookups and they don't do that.
They want you to have all the risk.
Yeah. So they said, you got to hire a plumber or you got to do it yourself. So that's at the point that I look at my dad and go, Dad, guess what you get to do today?
Which this man has built houses.
Yeah. So
he
knows how to do it.
Yeah, he can do this.
He knows how to do it. So he did. It took him all day, but he did. And the water heater's in my closet, in like this little cubby.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we purchased was taller than the one that was in there. So we couldn't get it in. So Heather happened to stop by.
I did. Because I was coming for homemade hummus.
Yeah, I made hummus. So I called her and said, you should come over after work and taste my hummus. And she
tasted her hummus.
She did. She loved my hummus.
Uh-huh. It was delicious.
Took that shit home.
Yeah,
That's good shit. At the point where my dad was cutting a hole in the wall to make the hot water tank.
Like, her dad didn't even stop to talk to me, and I'm like one of his favorite people in the world, and he always talks to me and gives me these awesome hugs, and I didn't get either of these things because he was fucking stressed.
He was going to town on the wall at that point. Yeah,
I got the door opened for me. Uh-huh. Because he was coming out, because he was cussing something as he's coming out the front door as I was coming in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
After he brought the water tank home, we still had to run to the hardware store like 3 times.
Oh, my gosh.
To get stuff, pipes and fittings and I don't know.
At least it only takes you guys 5 to 10 minutes to get the hardware store. I remember when we were putting a microwave in, we ran to the hardware store 3 times that day, and that's an hour. Yeah, round trip for us to go to the hardware store. Yeah. And then we realized at the end of it that 2 out of the 3 trips were obsolete. We didn't have to do them.
Oh.
Because we didn't need the damn outlet that we installed.
God dang it.
God bless us non-handy people.
Oh, my God. But I have a new hot water tank now.
So how... And it works great. Have you noticed a big difference in your hot water?
No.
Oh. Like, I think mine needs to be changed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because only one person can take a shower, and it's limited to 15 minutes.
Oh, it's full of sediment, then. You probably need a new one.
We're going to ride that bitch till it dies. That's how this goes in my house.
Well, and, like, the guy was like, oh, is it sitting on a piece of, you know, foam? And I'm like...
Probably not.
No. Is it supposed to be? He's like, well, that'll make it last a lot longer. He's like, we have some foam over here. Would you like to buy that in addition to the hot water tank?
Did you buy the foam?
Sure. Yeah.
Is there foam on your water tank
now? There's foam under it.
I don't think there's foam on mine. And
mine's
been in there.
There's foam under it.
Mine's from 2004.
Well, mine was from 2003.
Oh, shit.
Yours is the same one from 2004. Yours is going out any day now.
Hey, I'm not.
You know why?
I'm knocking!
Do you know why?
Why?
Because yours knows that mine gave up and yours is getting ready to give up.
Or mine's like, I'm going to fucking crush that one. I'm going to show everybody I can last
for
20 years.
That one gave up. I'm fucking done too. Screw this shit.
No, it's not going to do that. She's lying, guys. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen to my water tank. I'm okay with my 15-minute showers. Because I looked up how much I was, and for a minute there, I was a little tired of my 15-minute showers. And I was like, whatever, I want a half-hour long one with my little massager on my back and stuff. Yeah, I want to be able to take a bath because you can't take baths in my house. And then I looked it up. I was like, what? $600-$700 plus insulation? Yeah, right. I don't have a dad that's going to install it for me. And dad, if you're listening, you make me a fucking liar right now and you say you're going to install my water tank.
Well, I feed him every night, so, you know.
I call mine.
Yeah, you do.
Call mine on the phone.
You do.
And I offer to feed him every time, and I give him wine and beer. Mm-hmm. And special glasses to drink it in. Like, I purchased him those glasses.
Wow.
That's a good daughter.
That's a good daughter.
Wait, I purchased your dad those glasses, too.
Yes, you did.
That's a good daughter right there all around. Wait, your dad lets me call him dad, too. So maybe my second daddy would install it.
Maybe. I bet he would.
Mine would be easy. It doesn't go in a closet. It's in my garage.
Oh, yours would be way easier.
Yeah. He would not be cursing my water tank.
He was cursing mine.
He wouldn't curse mine.
Yeah. It wasn't fun.
So I bet you he would put mine in.
It did force me to clean out my closet, though.
And her closet looks so beautiful.
I have probably 10 garbage bags full of Goodwill items.
That might be underestimating because I saw them. There's a lot out there.
There's a lot.
And like my Goodwill, they're still here. I saw them a few days ago. They're still here.
Well,
are yours leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think mine has a plan of leaving anytime soon in my spare bedroom / wine cellar / guest bedroom and present room.
Have you heard of Marie Kondo? Marie Kondo.
What the hell is that?
She's a Japanese lady.
Oh, well, I haven't heard of her.
Okay, so it's this whole new thing.
Okay.
Where she wrote this book. I have it. If you want it. Sheila gave it to me.
I'm not sure I want to read it yet. Keep talking. I might want to read it.
She has perfected the art of what she calls tidying up.
Ooh. I could write my own books.
So she has her own method.
Okay.
So basically, and apparently she has a show.
Does she have a show?
Allie's watched it. I don't know. Okay. I haven't watched it, but apparently there's a show.
It's on a Cookie Network, so I'm sure you haven't watched
it's
not, it.
Yeah, it's on. Okay. I don't know. I think it's on YouTube or something.
Oh.
Anywho, she says that you need to go through your things, mm-hmm. and you need to take, like, say, your clothes.
Okay.
So you pick up every piece of clothing one at a time, and you hold it in your hands.
Yes.
And you think to yourself, does this item bring me joy? And if the answer is yes, you keep it. And if the answer is no, you get rid of it.
What if you have so many clothes that every last one of them bring you joy, but you still haven't worn it in the last 2 years?
Then you need to get rid of it.
Exactly. Even if it brings you so much joy, you still get rid of the damn thing.
And she also talks about, like, items that other people may have, like, gave you for a gift or whatever. And you don't want to get rid of it because so-and-so gave it to you.
Rid of that.
You're supposed to look at it. Remember the person that gave it to you and the joy you got when you received it, and then get rid of it.
So
just get rid of it.
My philosophy on the cleaning out the closet is similar to hers, but yet extremely different. Because as Kobe will back me up here, I'm extremely into organizing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I do the spring cleaning 4 or 5 times a year where I just get rid of so much stuff and I go through every drawer and organize it, every cupboard, and that's just how I am. When I do my closet, you take what my suggestion to people, not so much about the fucking joy of the item. It's the practicality. Have you worn the item in the last year? Now, take out of the content of formal wear, because I'm like me, I don't go to a formal stuff every single year, but you still keep that shit.
Right.
Because you just never know.
You never know.
Suits, formal wear, interview outfits. Keep those regardless, as long as it's classic and not weird looking, that's out of style. If it's a regular clothing item, go through your closet, pick up the thing, figure out if it's joyous or not. But if you haven't worn it last year, get rid of it.
Well, and I also have seasonal clothing items.
Of course.
We have Great Pumpkin Run shirt.
Yes.
I only wear that in October.
But that's still once a year. Yeah.
I have, you know,
Christmas
clothing.
That does not count.
So that doesn't count.
Disney clothing doesn't count. Disney clothing
never goes.
All my Halloween gear, because I probably have enough Halloween shirts that I could probably go half of October wearing all my Halloween shirts, because I got some good Halloween shirts. Our dance creation stuff, we're probably not getting rid of that because we're still going to be going to dance creation stuff possibly for a while. So that stuff I get, but we're still technically wearing this stuff once a year.
Right.
4th of July shirts, same thing. Yeah, the holiday shirts, keep those. But if it's just your random tank top and that thing's been sitting in there because it fit you once upon a time and it hasn't for 10 years, it's time to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I have a few of those still in there. I call them hope shirts.
Yep.
I'm hoping I can fit into it again.
I have hope jeans. Like, I'm going to fit into these someday. They've been sitting in the bottom of my closet for 10 years, but God damn it. I'm going to fit into those pants again.
We're getting into these jeans. You know what's going to help us? How much wine we drink.
Why?
I'm being facetious. I'm not going to fucking help anything. You know how much calories are in wine?
I don't think that helps at all.
And I'm sure this bowl of little candies that we're eating is going to help us fit into it, too.
Easter Robin eggs that I brought in here so we could munch on them probably isn't helping either. But you know what?
Whatever. That's going to shrink my ass.
I don't give a shit anymore.
I'm starting not to care. Although, I did cut... Kobe suggested to me, because I have... You all know I have a big dietary restrictions anyway. And I gained a ton. Not a ton, but I probably put on about 8 to 10 pounds during Christmas because there was a lot of drinking and a lot of eating and no exercising whatsoever. And I'm used to that shit coming off fairly quick. It didn't come off this quick this time. And then I was complaining about this to Kobe when we were in Coeur d'Alene, and she suggested that possibly I might cut out the peanut butter. And I really didn't want to believe her.
In case you don't know, Heather eats peanut butter... Like a massive amount of peanut butter.
Like it's a Costco tub of Jif once a week.
Yeah.
Like it used to be anyway.
It's a lot of fucking peanut butter. So I said, hey, maybe you should cut back on the peanut butter. Because it has a lot of calories in it. It has a lot of fat in it.
Mm,
it's delicious.
So good.
It's so delicious, but yeah.
So I haven't had much peanut butter. Literally no peanut butter this week. One serving of peanut butter last week that I let myself have on Saturday morning for breakfast. No, Sunday morning for breakfast. Mm.
And?
Yeah, in the last 3 weeks, I've lost 8 pounds.
By just not eating peanut butter.
That's the only thing I've taken out. I still do everything else normal. There's just no peanut butter. Oh, baby, I miss it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, so sad. It's like my crack.
I wish I could cut out one thing and lose 8 pounds. It's not that simple.
Well, if you eat a Costco jug of something every week, pretty sure if you cut that out, you're going to lose some weight.
Well, yeah.
Because I would look at it like, wait, I just put 3 tablespoons on my toast. That's what? That's 400 calories?
Yeah.
Plus the 108 calories for the bread. Yeah, my piece of toast is like 500 calories plus.
Because the peanut butter is thick on that shit. Like, thick.
Yeah. One of these days, we should take a picture of what I put on my peanut, how much peanut butter I put.
I don't know why you even bother with the bread. Just eat it out of the jar.
Well, I do sometimes.
You know.
But I do like the bread because it makes it so my fingers don't get sticky. Because I have, it's basically my spoon.
Yeah.
But the spoon's too small. You know what I mean? So the bread holds a lot more.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So what else have we been doing on spring break? Well, Megan's been driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's been fantastic.
So our little podcast assistant has her learner's permit.
Yes.
She's taking driver's ed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, she's been on some drives, and my dad is a driver's ed teacher.
Yep.
He doesn't teach as much now. He kind of lets his employees do it, just kind of is the background of it. But he was up visiting last week, and he graciously decided that he could drive Megan for...
He drove for
about an hour and like 20 minutes.
Hour and a half.
They went driving.
Yeah.
She came back crying.
She cries every time she drives.
Yeah, I was good to know that.
Well, she doesn't cry while she's driving.
After it's done.
After it's done, then she just, like, the tear. It's like a stress release thing.
Yes.
That she did.
It's like she's so thankful to God that she survived it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
It's over. And so
yeah, it's over
okay
and done.
Right now.
But I thought it was fun because she was with my dad, who is an older male version of me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He was cracking jokes, which I don't know if she appreciated the whole time.
But she doesn't always appreciate my jokes either.
They got back and Megan said thank you to Heather's dad. Thank you for driving me. And he said thank you for not killing me.
He did make her go 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And made her drive further than she's ever driven before.
Yep.
Her first time.
Yep.
So, he should be thankful that he wasn't dead.
Yep.
He was in his driver's ed car, though.
He came back and he goes, well, we had a lot of firsts. We went our first 60 miles per hour.
Yep.
We had our first almost head-on collision.
Yep.
I was like, what?
I know.
He goes, not our fault.
Nope. There was a maniac driver that decided to go 90 head-on with them to pass a car.
Yeah.
But got in. And what's my first reaction? Wait, was that Thor?
Was it Thor?
My husband does that stuff.
Please tell me it wasn't Thor.
My dad reassured me it wasn't Thor.
This time.
Not this time. He does do that, though. We've been called in a few times from the cops.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
He likes to drive fast.
Fast, obnoxious. Mm. I call him a very offensive driver. Not defensive. He's on the offense.
Mm-hmm. He's a little bit scary.
Kobe still gets in the car with him, though.
I do.
Out of all my friends I've ever had in all my life, she's the only one that repeats to get in the car with him. I've had friends cry in the backseat.
Granted, usually if I'm riding with you guys, it's because I'm super, super drunk.
And you're sleeping in the back.
And I don't know what's going on.
I remember the last time we ended up putting Jeff in the front seat and you and me were both in the back sleeping.
Oh, the Mariner game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I remember coming home from the Wine and Food Festival.
Oh, that wasn't great.
Well, we left the Wine and Food Festival and we went to Allie's house and drank more.
Yeah, that wasn't good. I don't remember anything after Allie's house.
And there, you do remember us falling down on the sidewalk?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. Like I said, I remember getting to Allie's, getting in her backyard and petting her dog, and then boom, nothing else after that. There was nothing else.
I sort of remember it now. The next day, though, I was like, well, my arm hurts really bad.
I had some scrapes.
And I had a scratch. And Allie's like, well, you and Heather fell down on the sidewalk. I'm like, oh, we did? She's like, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But that would explain a few things. I just blame my scratch on the cats.
I just remember Allie's boyfriend just handing me shots of tequila, and I'm like, okay, sure, whatever.
I remember those mule glasses.
And then, yeah, just there was so much alcohol. Mm. But on the way home, yeah, I was pretty much out of it, but you were talking, and I remember Thor going, oh, Kobe's not listening. And I was like half awake and half passed out. I'm like, yes, I am. I'm listening.
I don't even remember talking on the way there. So apparently I wasn't even listening to myself. We have a lot of great times. I swear to God, you guys, we're not alcoholics. We don't drink as often as you think. It's like a couple times a week.
So I actually don't drink at all during the week, except for weekends. Yeah.
So it's Thursdays and then a little bit on the weekends for me.
Yeah.
Nothing Monday through Wednesday. Probably Sunday I really don't either.
No.
But I do on Thursday. With Kobe. And then we usually don't get drunk on Thursday on podcast night, though. But special occasions, I mean.
Yeah.
We have drivers. I mean, come on, let's go for it. And it's free alcohol.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like at that wine club party.
God, yeah.
Oh, my God. That video. Holy crap. I don't even remember doing that video. But, my gosh, I was pretty controlled in that video.
That was after the dessert, I think. Or where they're getting ready to serve dessert.
How the hell could we not be drunk when we had 8 glasses of wine for 3 people drinking?
Yeah.
And they poured each one of them, not tasting. They poured it.
They poured a whole glass.
And we're not ones to waste alcohol.
No, you don't waste the alcohol. Especially good
Stemilt wine.
You don't waste that shit.
I mean, wherever you guys are at in the world, they have a website, Stemilt Wine. Go on there. You can drink everything that we're drinking.
Yep.
You can order it. They're going to ship it right to you. This is one of the biggest fruit warehouses in the world, and this is their winery.
Yeah.
Do it, you guys. Stemilt Winery.
It's so good.
And then if you do it, somewhere in the comments say that Heather and Jacoby referred you. So we can get some free-ass wine from these people.
Especially any of our people listening in Maryland.
We love you, Maryland.
Maryland or California.
And Washington. I mean, but you guys are a home state. So you guys better fucking love us. You root for the home team.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, I know.
So that's all I've done in spring break so far. Hot water tank.
Well, no, it's not all you did. You went to Seattle yesterday.
We went to Seattle.
She hasn't even talked about that.
I haven't talked about that.
So now she's going to talk about her Seattle adventures while I drink wine and be envious. Because I was at work.
I just promised Megan we would go do something fun. Mm. And she wanted to go to an arcade. She loves to play the video games and stuff. We have a small arcade in town, but it is small.
What are you talking about? The bowling alley?
I'm talking about the bowling
alley.
That's
not an arcade.
It's our version of an arcade.
Oh my God.
And that's the only one she's ever been to. So we went to Seattle and went to like a real big ass arcade.
She has been to a big ass arcade. Seaside.
Seaside? That's true.
That's a huge arcade.
That's true.
That's bigger than a lot of Seattle ones.
But that one's packed all the time.
True.
And it's kind of annoying.
I will tell you, it wasn't packed when Thor and I went in there at Christmas.
Oh, I bet not.
Like, we owned that place. They didn't even know I had my little flask.
Well, so I thought we went to this arcade in Seattle.
Yeah, in the mall, right?
By the mall.
Yes.
And I thought it'd be packed because it's spring break, right? What are kids supposed to do? There was no one there.
Didn't you see the weather in Seattle?
It was clear.
That's why there was nobody in the arcade.
It rains. They're kids. They don't give a shit.
Are you kidding me? In Seattle?
They don't give a shit.
I grew up in that area. If it is sunny, your fucking ass is outside. You need vitamin D to survive. And when there is 30 to 40 days in a row of just pure gloominess and it gets sunny, yeah, your fucking ass is outside. You don't care how old you are. You can be a fucking 16-year-old. You're going to be out there soaking up the rays, doing whatever you can do to be in that sunlight. That's why there was nobody in there.
Oh.
Well, just telling you by a fellow, what do you call us? Coasties. I was a coasties for a while. I was a coastie for a while. So, and that's what it was. If it was sunny, you'd be outside.
Well, it wasn't really sunny. It was overcast.
Was it raining?
Off and on.
Oh, well, then probably should have been busy.
But and it's spring break, so everybody's out of school. Anywho, there's nobody there. And Megan was in heaven. So we played a ton of games.
Did you guys play the game I asked you to play?
Which one?
I gave you guys three options. Area 51, Pirates of the Caribbean, Jurassic Park.
We played Jurassic Park.
Okay, you guys passed them. Did you win?
No.
What the hell,
how
you guys?
Do
you
win?
You go to the end.
It just keeps going.
You go to the end until you defeat the whole game.
No.
Oh my god, you guys.
We did not. We played that. We played Tomb Raider, which is a shooting game.
Okay, I would have loved that one. I've never played that one.
That one's pretty fun.
What are you shooting?
People.
Oh, they're people?
First we shot wolves.
Okay, wait, real wolves?
Well, it's a game. They're...
But they're little puppies? You're shooting dogs?
They're dogs, yeah.
I couldn't do that one.
So you wouldn't be able to do it.
No,
so
I can't do that.
So then we shot people, which is fine.
I can shoot people. I can't shoot animals. They have to be... Like, that's why Pirates of Caribbean...
Well, and then we did Ghostbusters, where you get to shoot the ghosts.
Wait, are you sucking them up in the thingy, though?
You shoot a bunch of them, and then you suck up one.
Wait... So you kill all of them and you just pick one lucky one you
There's
suck up?
There's one, like, main one that you have to suck up into the thing.
I kind of like the sucking up the ghost. I want to suck up a ghost. I don't know what that feels like. I'm going to have to do this.
I don't want to know what that feels like.
You already know how it feels like. Kobe, how'd it feel like when you sucked up that ghost?
I did it. I didn't ever got one.
Wait, you guys weren't that good to suck up a ghost?
Megan got one. I didn't get one.
So Megan would know how it feels to suck up a ghost.
Yes.
We'll have to ask our...
There is no sucking on my part.
You didn't suck a ghost? I wonder what it feels like. I bet you that feels
like... I'm going to have to cut this part out.
You're not cutting it out. There's nothing wrong with it.
Edit.
I don't understand where the edit's coming from. I have filtered well. I didn't say anybody's name. There's no freaking business being said right now. And cities being named. I have not said addresses or nothing.
Moving on.
From sucking the ghost up?
Moving on.
Okay.
They also had a bowling alley.
Yeah, which she said that her OCD was in heaven because of the color coordinating.
All of the bowling balls were color coordinated.
Like in the right
in a
area.
Rainbow pattern.
And they were in the correct pattern the whole way, not out of place.
Wait, I will post a picture. I took a picture of the bowling balls. That's a picture right there.
I just put one of our sad little eggs out as the picture reminder, even though this is going to fucking fail like it always does.
Bowling ball picture.
Right here. Bowling ball picture right there. Okay, we got it.
So yeah, we did that.
That pink egg is a bowling ball picture.
Because
it looks like a bowling ball.
No, it doesn't. It's like an egg.
Whatever. It's a ball shaped. Come on, roll with this.
It's sort of kind of
round.
Look,
it rolls. Look, I can roll it like a bowling ball.
No!
I rolled it off the table. Right. Okay. Bowling ball pitcher. OCD bowling ball pitcher. Got it.
Yeah.
We're still not going to get this by the end, guys. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to listen to this tomorrow because I don't remember this.
We still haven't posted a picture of the blood rock either.
I can't find it. Can you find it? Don't look right now.
Not right now. I might have it. I know it's in... I could take a picture of a picture, possibly, because I know it's in our scrapbook.
Oh, yeah.
From that, because I know... That means somebody had it online. So it's in our Whidbey Island...
I think I took the picture.
I'm pretty sure you did, but it's probably in our album on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
From the Whidbey Island Girls trip.
Uh-huh.
That's where the blood rock is. But if we're going to do that, can we take an after picture of what it looked like? Because I did... I actually painted that. This is the strawberry.
I don't know if I have the after picture.
Well, I own the rock. It's on my freaking shelf.
Take a freaking picture of it.
I'm going to because people will be shocked. It only took a couple days for it to dry, or about a day and a half for it to dry. And then I did finish it on our last day before we went home. Stop laughing. She's about ready to spit out her wine. I can fucking paint, you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're like, it only took a couple days for it to dry because there was an inch of paint on it.
Everybody else were able to paint their damn rocks within a half hour after painting. Oh, my God. Kobe's making fun of me, Jeff. He's looking at me like he's really surprised that this is happening.
I know. He's trying to be all quiet and shit. What are you doing?
Well, he's being quiet and shit. You just said what he was doing.
He's being all quiet and shit.
Quiet and shit. Mm-hmm. He's good at it. Yes. Okay, wait, what's this in? This is the bowling alley.
Bowling ball
pitcher.
Rainbow.
Blood rock.
Okay, this one's yours. And this one's mine.
Oh, you're making me remember mine? You better remember yours then.
Where is Megan?
She said we had to text her, but we can't text her because it makes our phones go weird. Or it makes the recording go weird. Oh,
Megan. She's playing games with friends.
Yeah. Oh. She's on spring break.
She doesn't want to hang out with us. She wants to play games
with friends. Wait, when does she want to hang out with us?
I think she only comes in here when she's bored.
Extremely bored.
And so...
And then it's very short-lived.
You know what? We're not going to pay her anymore.
What the fuck do we pay her?
Well, nothing. And we're going to pay her less than that now.
How do you get less than nothing?
Because she's not doing her fucking job.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Her job was just to be in here and entertain.
And take notes.
Take notes. Because we never remember what pictures are supposed to post on the page. Because we don't remember.
Hey, you're in here.
I can do that for you.
Maybe you should take some notes.
There you go.
Where's your notepad?
You're supposed to apply that.
Oh, see? If we want the notes being done, we have to supply the notepad instead of the two candies. Okay. I already forgot what my candies were. Oh. Blood rock. I got it again. Okay. It's back.
We're so bad.
What's your candy for? Bowling balls. We got this shit.
So balls and rocks. Huh?
Balls and rocks. Balls and rocks,
baby.
That's right. That's how we roll. Yeah, they both roll.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh, hi, baby.
That was Patron's head flapping because he has Dumbo ears.
He's going after Jeff.
He likes Jeff.
So that's it for spring break so far.
Well, it's better than my spring break.
I made banana bread today.
It's very fucking good.
That was the highlight of the
day. And it's Heather friendly.
Yes, it is.
And that's not what else she made. She made a,
chicken and biscuits.
And it was bomb. Like, she did, I'm taking a bunch home.
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
Yes.
Yeah. Patron, you love Jeff. You had to make sure.
Oh, Jeff's got a notepad. That's not a notepad. That's an envelope.
Envelopes work. It's paper.
We can find a fucking notepad.
I have a drawer full of them.
But he doesn't know where they're at.
Yeah, you got like 100 drawers.
Exactly. No one wants to. Have you ever noticed men don't want to go in their wife's drawers?
They don't.
Ever. Just like the purse.
Because they're confused by what they see.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, for some reason, if I ask Thor to grab something out of my purse, I get the whole purse being brought to me. And I have to get the thing out of the purse.
Yep.
He is not going to go in that purse for
me. Same.
I think they're afraid of what's in the purse. Jeff, are you afraid of what you're going to find in the purse? Because that's what Thor has said to me.
I think that he just doesn't.
Some things I can't find, though.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of stuff. Because you're used to a wallet.
That's it, yeah.
And then the purse is massive.
He just can't.
And she knows
find
how great
it.
I am at seeing things. I can be looking right at me.
They're literally going, we're out of cream of mushroom.
Oh, I love this part.
No, we're not. I know we have a can of cream of mushroom soup. No, we don't. I've looked all in here. And
we're out.
There's none.
And then, don't you love it when she walks to it and then grabs it?
Pull it right off the shelf.
5 seconds later.
Right in front of his face. This right here. Are you talking about this?
You know what? I'm so happy you're saying that because that happens in my house all the time. We're out of this. No, we can't be out of that. No, we're out of it. He's staring right at, literally, it's like if it was a snake, it would have bitten him.
Yeah.
It's like right in front of his face, and I literally just move one thing over, like, there you go. You have to move some stuff around a little bit because the shelf's not that big. Canned stuff are all on this shelf.
Yeah, sometimes there's stuff in front of other stuff.
Sorry that your chef Bor ID was hiding it.
of Chef Boyardee.
Here, the your spam. Spam is
right here.
Your spam, Chef Boyardee, and your whatever else is in there. Oh, wait, my secret beans.
Secret beans.
My amazing homemade beans.
Heather's secret bean recipe.
Should I give it to him?
No.
Oh, you I'm not going to give it to you.
You safeguard
that's going to go to the grave. I only told Jeff. I only told Jeff the recipe.
No one gets to know Heather's secret bean recipe.
Nope. That's very special.
It's very.
Jeff knows the. No, I did tell Jeff.
You did.
Yeah. I gave him the ins and outs of this recipe so he can make it himself.
Yeah.
Those are important, Patron.
You cannot have those.
You can't eat these. They are for something.
They have chocolate and you are a dog.
You are, have those. And you're very sensitive. Get down.
Stop.
You need to go to obedience school. What the hell?
Why do you take your dog to obedience school?
I mean, he's going in May, but I'm not very confident.
He always looks so, like, distraught.
Patron, do you think you know your commands?
He's like, do you have food?
I don't think he knows anything. How are we doing?
We're so good.
We're so good. Well, happy spring break, everybody.
Yeah.
To all the people that got to take it off, cheers to you. All the people like me that had to work, and Jeff and Thor, and I know Aaron, Robin, you're right there with Kobe because you're in Disneyland.
Oh, that's right, Robin.
Robin, you better take some damn pictures for us. There better be a goofy picture.
Yeah.
You better be French and goofy. I want to see a ton.
Oh my god. There's so much that needs to be edited out of this episode.
She's so not editing out this. I still have not dropped any addresses or businesses, or I haven't offended anybody.
Oh my god.
Maybe goofy a little, but maybe not that bad.
All right, drop us a line and tell us what you did on your spring break.
And then remember, email us. We need 7 more, and then you get to watch me get the bucket challenge.
Yeah.
Actually, don't email us. We're fine with that. I don't need to be drenched.
Like, my life will not be complete unless I get Heather under that bucket.
She thinks so. She has to live with me the rest of that weekend.
Jethers random stuff at yahoo.com. Do it now. I'll wait while you get on your computer and do it now.
And then while you're doing that, go to iTunes and give us 5 stars, please.
Yep.
That's very important for us.
Yes. Download us on Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, or just go to our website, jethersrandomstuff.com.
Or just do it all, guys. Just do it all. It would take you like 10 minutes.
Download us a bunch of fucking times, man.
Yeah. We love you. Happy spring break.
And have a good week.
Cheers.